Okay. Tonight I'll talk Minyan Chanukah, and from then till the end of the Zman, I'll discuss Minyan Shtaris and Ksubis. Chanukah is an interesting mitzvah. I wasn't sure what aspect of Chanukah to talk about. So then, Ori Bernstein asked me a question today. And it was a simple question. Simple question was that when you light the menorah in your house, you should do it in separate places. Each person does it in separate places. So it's clear that it's not just, let's say, on the third night, two people. It's not the third. It's not one person lighting six. It's two people lighting three. Therefore, you put it in separate places of the house. Question is, if you do it on Pesach HaChatzah, there's no such halacha. Everyone does it together in Pesach HaChatzah. What's the difference in Bayis and Chatzah? That was the question. It was over here. Yeah, that's your question. Sort of, right? I don't know what you said. That's what I heard. Okay. Hopefully at the end it'll be very clear. Okay. Now, there are some very unique halachas about Chanukah. Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ishu Beiso. That, if Ner Echod, B'chol Laila, Yishchol B'nei Beiso, Sagiluhu B'ner Echod. Light one for the entire bias. A Mahadrin, Acha Mitzvahs, Mahadrin. So there are three levels of the mitzvah. Ner Cholechad V'Yachad. You light it for each person. Adon Rashi says, Acha Mitzvahs. Otsim Ner Echo B'Cholai, L'Chol Echo V'Echo B'Nei HaBayis. Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. You either go 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Beit Shammai, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Beis Hillel. Okay. So, there are three ways of being Mekayim the Mitzvah. Chazal gave us an interesting mitzvah. Usually in mitzvahs, it's a mitzvah. You have to eat a Kazayas Matzah. You have to read the Megillah. You have to do this. Here, Chazal, at the very outset, set up three levels of the mitzvah, three options. Now, if you take a look at the way the Rambam quotes Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, he says like this. Vav. Very dalet halach aleph. Kama neiros hu madlik b'chanukah. Mitzvosa shiye kol bayis hu bayis madlik ner echad. It's a very interesting way of saying the halach. It doesn't say kol echad v'echad. It's called bias. Every bias. So it's not a chova. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is not a chova on a yochid. It's a chova on a bias. First of all, how much does the bias have to light? So then, minimum Ner Ishu Beiso. The bias lights one. and or the bias lights carrying the Anshia bias. What about Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin? Here you have a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosas. Rambam says, Ketzad, Harisho Anshia bias Hasorah, the Lila Rishon Amalek Hasorah Nelos, 10, Lila Shen. Bilel Sheni Eser, Bilel Shlishi Shlosh, 10, 20, 30. So the Rambam talks not as the Ramot talks in Shulchan Aruch about the separate. No. If there are 10 people in the house, the first night the bias lights 10. Second night the bias lights 20. Until the last night the bias lights 80. Minik Sfarad. Minik Parshah B'Cholori Arenu B'Sfari. She'll call Anshe Bayis. Now, that is Me'ikar Adin, that the Bayis lights. What's the Minik in every part of Sfarad? She'yesh that you call Anshe Bayis Malikin Nera Chobalai Rishon. Each person, if there are 10 people in the house, each one lights his own. 1, 2, 3. No. He doesn't explain. It could be to give everyone a part of the mitzvah, or it could be something else. Now, this idea that the chova is a chova's bias is, we see from many other halachas. Halacha, for instance, what's halacha? Achsenoi. Madlikin all of Bebesa. That means if one person's traveling and he's not at home, he's staying somewhere. So the fact that they light for him in the house potters him. Now, this is a very unusual halacha. There's no way that if I can't read Megillah because I'm traveling, the fact that the people in my house read Megillah owes to me, every individual has to do it. That's a chovas bias. Oh, it's a chovas bias, and I belong to that bias. That bias has to light X number, whatever that X number is. So, that's halach v'achsenoi. It's a chovas bias. It's another halach, which we'll understand a little more deeply. That even though who's chayev, men are chayev, women are chayev, everyone's chayev, but the Shulchan Aruch brings Allah it's Tumas Hadashim, that a married woman is in chayev. Why not? Ishto kagufo. What does that mean? At the Seder, my wife doesn't have to eat matzah because ishto kagufo. No such Allah. Megillah, my wife doesn't have to hear Megillah. Ishto kagufo. No such Allah. And what? Ishto kagufo has two basis in halacha. Those of you who learned Marcus last year know the famous Rivet Shita, Ishto Kagufo. What does that mean? That the Gabe Eidus, a Korav is possible. The Gabe, my wife and I are one person. Okay. So it's as if I'm saying Eidus about myself. I'm not an Eid. It's one halacha Ishto Kagufo. It's another halacha Ishto Kagufo, where I'm Brochus, the Gabe Erva. Never, ever, in any mitzvah, did anyone come up with the idea of Ishto Kagufo? Question is, what is this halach of Ishto Kagufo? Most married women don't light because halach of Ishto Kagufo. More than that, let's say a woman wants to light, separate, we'll see. So many achronim, Taz brings it, say, can't, it's a brach levatolah. Should make a bracha. Question, what is unique about Hanukkah? Ishto kagufo. If the chov is bias, we'll see that there's a whole understanding of what is a bias, and in the bias, a husband and wife are one person. But that we'll see in greater and greater detail. I once had the following situation. When I was living in Chicago, I went to New York for Chasna, it was Hanukkah. And in order to be back and to say sheer, I left the following day in the afternoon, and at that point, given driving from New York to Chicago was 18 hours, I was going to get to Chicago in time for Shacharis, but it was after Nates, and it was Hanukkah. So I had a wonderful idea. I'll put up a menorah against the back window of the car, so everyone will see it, and that way I'll be yotze. Discussed with my Rebbe Zichron Levroch, he said, no, it's Chovas bias. That night, when you're driving, you have no bias. So there's no bias on which the Chov is Chal, the Chiyav is Chal. I'm part of that night. There are many halachas that say if a person is traveling, he's part of. That's why, for instance, lighting menorahs with a bracha in all public places is highly questionable. Certainly, according to Ikar HaDin, it's a bracha levatola. Makes good publicity, you know. But there's no mokar in halacha for it. It's a chovas bias. Now, the Rambam quotes one halacha. The machlokah and Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam says the Mahadrin mina Mahadrin. What do? They light the first night 10. Let's say there are 10 people in the house. First night 10, second night 20, second night, third night 30. But the minhag sfarad, everyone lights. Now, the simple way of understanding minhag sfarad, we'll see Shulchan Aruch didn't understand it that way, is that everyone participates in the mitzvah. Okay, fine. But it's a mitzvah in the bias. Now, Rambam writes something else. Ner Chanukah, shehedliko, chereshot of a cotton, or goy lo also klum, ad shel yadikenu mishu chay b'hadlaka. That's a lechora, a very strange halacha. Now, this chereshot of a cotton is lighting his own menorah or somebody else, or Rambam says as follows, that since it's a chovas bias, so we have to light Neros Chanukah in the house. It doesn't make a difference who lights it, but it has to be Bar Chiyuva for it to become a Ner Chanukah. Cheresh Shotev Gotten Goy cannot create a Ner Chanukah. Any Bar Chiyuva, man, women, a guest, whoever it is, can light. Because how has he defined the mitzvah? Define the mitzvah. The bias has that someone has to do a ma'isa hadlaka in this bias. Once you do a ma'isa hadlaka in this bias, but it has to be an echanaka. And it has to be an echanaka. So who can create an echanaka? Bar chiyuva. But I don't care who does it, because not a chova in any individual. And that's all part of the same halacha, achsonoi, and the like. That it's a chovas bias, and that's very essential to understand. Now, Tosfos says differently than the Rambam. Tosfos says like this: Neri Shubeso, one for the whole bias. Mahadrin, let's say you have 10 people in the house, 10. Mahadrin mina Mahadrin, you go back to one. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You don't multiply it by the number of people in the bias. That means you. How much do you need for Tosfos? Also, there's no chova on any yochid. The chova is on the bias. How much do you have in the bias? The three levels. And that is, now, in terms of Psak Halacha, take a look in Shulchan Aruch. The fresh olive, Ayin olive. Common Eretz Madlik. How much does he do? Belayla Harishon, Madlik Echad. Kami Erech Motz V'Cholich. Erech B'Cholayla Ad Shebechleil Achron Yeshmona. Vafilim Rabin B'nei Bayis Lo Yadliku Yose. So here you have a very interesting halacha. The Machaber, when he doesn't paskin like the Rabin, paskins like Tosfos. V'yei Shomer, says the Ramah. Kol echod mibnei bayis yadlik, chen haminek poshet. That, if you have 10 people in the house, it's not one person lights 10, next 20. That he quotes what the Rambam quotes in terms of the minek svarad. Okay. So until now, it could be that the minig poshut is the Ramah is bringing a minig to paskin like the Rambam. Says the minig is the minig svar was to give everyone an opportunity to participate in the mitzvah. But then he quotes his halacha, the Ori Bernstein quote. Yizaru, you have to be careful. Liten kol echod v'echod neirosa b'mokum v'yuchod v'eshen nik heker kama neiros madlik. So, he has to be careful that to light, everyone should light in his own place. It has to be nikir how many neiros each individual is lighting. So, if you take a look in the Darkei Moshe said, well, where did he get this from? Rabbi Avraham Miprag. Avraham Miprag. That's Darkei Moshe said. That's Darkei Moshe. No. The question is, what is it that he says? Is he going according to Tosfos? Is he going according to the Rambam? Or how's this Psak? Or there's a third Psak? If you take a look in the Gra begins when the Rambah says Yesh Omer to call Echem Ibn Bayis Yadlik, can't cause of a Rambah Mahalocha. So then the Gra says we have a very strange thing here that the Machaba Paskins like Tosus and the Rambah Paskins like the Rambah. Venir Shekin with Dat Sarif. Okay, and he gives all the rias to pass like the Rambam against Tosfos. Okay. Chein HaMinik. Okay. So he says, L'didan, for us, he says, now, Tosfos, now, the Rambam is working within a very specific context. That Halacha is that min ha-din, you do it on Pesach HaBayis or Pesach HaChatz. However, in Chutz Loretz, because of Sakana, so you light it inside. And now, this, Miu B'Zman HaZeh, says that Amor Shukulonu Madlikim B'Fnim, And he says, everyone lights an incense. And so why? Because Chazal made a takana. It's part of the takana itself. That to light it outside. But we're Mekshuma Sarkona. You can't do that, so you light it inside. However, and this is Kol Yomai Gadalti Ben HaChachamim. I've never seen any serious Talmud Chacham in Chutz Laaretz light it outside. Light it in a window, but no one ever put it outside. Because the takana seemed to have been that in Chutz Laaretz Bechlal, that it's always lit inside. Talking about Bechalom Beso, yes, but not Al Pesach Abayis. Now, what is this thing that Ramo asks? If you take a look in the Gra seems to say like this. So if we're talking, if the pshat in the Ramah, when he brings Marami Prak, is that everyone's mishtatif in the mitzvah, and you go by the basic shittas of Rambam, and that is the minhag Sfarad, so this thing of lighting separately makes no sense. The answer is very simple. What is a bias? So, if you take a look in the Taz, he brings a Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is the one who said that man and wife, only one lights, Yishtok Gufo. So when I asked the Trumas Hadeshin the following kasha. Husband was traveling on business, and the wife was lighting at home. And the husband wanted to light where he was. Can he do it? Trumas Hadeshin Simon Kofalo says, no. Kimashi Kozabag Mora Mahadrin is Kavnu Shemistoma Yasa Kol Echer Ken. He says, we're not most of our Talmud. No. There's no mocha to do that. What is he saying? Husband and wife are always one bias. They cannot separate. It's the definition of a husband and wife. So therefore, according to the Ramah, according to Trumas Hadeshin, what is he saying? And what is this Ishto Kaguf? The answer is, what is... what defines a bias? Let's say, for instance, before I was married, I had a roommate. I live in an apartment with someone with a roommate. We lived together, we had separate bedrooms, and we ate separate. So what would it be? Lagabe ner Chanukah. Halacha is very clear. Lagabe ner Chanukah, as long as we had separate bedrooms and we ate separately, we didn't share food. So that's two batim. It's two houses. So he lit, he would light, and I would light. No matter how I interpreted it. The two separate batim. Let's say I would be away from the house. I couldn't say Madlik and all of a beso. He is one bias, and I'm another bias. So a bias doesn't mean a physical home. A bias means a family unit. A group of people. But... let's say I had a roommate that we shared all our food together and did everything. Halacha is. So that's one bias. The Chiddush L'chora of the Marami Prague is as follows. And this idea, let me just go back for a second. The idea that eating makes me into a bias is an idea we find in Erev Chatzeros and the like. What defines a bayis? People eat together and function together as a unit. And generally, we define that by eating together. Not, I eat my food and you eat your food. We eat the same food. It's one joint bayis through joining together in food. Haloch and Erev Chatzeros. Says the Marami Raprag, Enochanami. If we have a family unit, we eat together, we function together, it's one bayis. But the Minhag Sfarad, and here he's interpreting the Minhag Sfarad, is that it's not necessarily so. I can separate myself and decide I'm a bayis by myself. The next person is a bayis by themselves. The next person is a bayis by themselves. And therefore, each one is a separate bayis. And while that's possible, then we understand exactly why, even according within the Marami Raprag, which is the Ramos says, the meaning of Klal Yisrael is like the Marami Raprag. We know, he says, that is the meaning of Klal Yisrael. Everyone likes. So now we understand a whole different pshat in what the Rambam says in Minhag Sfarad. Minhag Sfarad, why each one likes separately? Not everyone's mishtatif in this sense. Minhag Sfarad said a brand new halacha that every individual is a bias, can decide I'm a bias by myself. Every individual can decide I'm a bias by myself. And once I'm a bias by myself, I have to like myself. I like. So what do I have? If I have 10 people in the house, I have 10 bottom. Neri Shubes. If so, you understand what the Marami Prag says, that if so, it has to be Nicker. I'm a bias by myself, so what am I lighting? On the first night, I'm lighting one. Because it's not that each is mishtat. If the 10 people in the bias, it's not that each is mishtat. We're all mishtat in one mitzvah of 10. The 10 separate mitzvahs of one. And we also understand something else. The idea is, enochanami, I can split off myself as a bias from, let's say, when I had sons in my house. Each one could be separate. But that's the big shaila, the Truma Sadeshin says. But by definition, myself and my wife are one bias. And that's not splittable. But that's the halacha of Ishto Kagufo. That's the halacha that we saw last year in Marcus, the Rivet. Husband and wife are one unit. It's an unsplittable unit. It's not with two different people, whoever can become two different people. Okay. If so, you understand a very simple thing. Why the Psak of the Ramah is a very peculiar thing. How do we pass the Halach? Like Tosfos, like the Rambam? The answer is, according to our minhag, we yotze both shittas together. Tosa says each the bias, the entire bias, on the first night lights one. Rambam says the entire bias lights 10, if there are 10 people in the bias. But if we split up and everyone becomes his own separate bias, so then according to the Rambam you light one, and according to Tosa you light one. What the Minhag Sfarad does is it takes the Shitas and Rambam and the Shita Satosis, and turns into one Shita. The one who says that relatively clearly is the Gra. So the cause of the dark came over, Shabishem Arami Prag, to lead you down, Shemad Likim Bifnim, Vyodim Kama B'nei Bayis, Aftosis Moda. He says that this way, even we're being yotze, both Tosfos, the Ramah says in Darkei Moshe, that when you light inside and you separate, so everyone's molded together, Tosfos and the Ramah are molded. Now, we all came to Maligim Bifnim, and Lochosh, the Tefach HaSomach LePesach, Kol Kach, Kamoshi Kosi Besiv Zayim Bahaga. Okay, now, what does Ramah say? What does the Gross say now? There's an additional problem, and this is a serious, serious problem when you light outside. There's a halacha of Tefach HaSomach LaBayis. Tefach HaSomach LaPesach. That when I light outside, I have to have a tefach next to the Pesach. So let's say you have 10 people. How are you going to do it? So the answer is, because of that, it says the Gro, that's one of the reasons of Tosfos, that if you light in Pesach Chotzer, only one person lights. Mashen came, Tosfos, when you light inside, there is absolutely no inyan b'chlal, says the Gro, tevach chasomach lepesach. You light wherever you want in the house. In Adrabba, halacha is mishum pirsum inis. The Gemara says that you light next to a window. There's absolutely no halacha inside the house of opposite the mezuzah, next to mezuzah. There's no such thing. So he said, what is the reason for Tosfos? He said, he's giving his own suggested reason to Tosfos, the Gro. Tosfos says, because if it's Pesach HaChatzer, so then how are you gonna have 10 there? Elamai, so what are you gonna do? So, what do you do? So only one person can light. Mashen came. But that's if it's Pesach HaBayis. That's another issue. Rather Pesach Chatzah. But on the other hand, he says, if you light inside, so this way, you'll say all shitas simultaneously. Tosfos would agree, especially with separating everyone's his own bias, and there's no need to have it in the Tefach Samach LePesach, so on. That's why, no. What the Gro is saying, though, is as follows. And that is that's not so clear. Certainly the meaning of Klal Yisrael nowadays, when you have multiple people lighting, and that's only if it's Pesach HaBayis. But if you light it at Pesach HaChotzer, so then the Gro's Pshat and Tosfos doesn't work. So he's making a big assumption. The Gro's making a big assumption. Because there's a machlokas rishonim. For instance, in my house, it's a regular Israeli apartment building. I have where my house exits to the stairwell, and where the stairwell exits outside the building. So the machlokas Pesach HaBayis is, do I light it right outside by the door of my house, or I go where the exit is outside the building? Now, if the halacha is Pesach HaChotzer, automatically, what is it? You have multiple people lighting there. So if you go with a sheet of Pesach HaChotzer, so then, it doesn't mean everything is right next to the Pesach. You have to have a heker, you see, that it's connected to the Pesach HaChotzer. That's why I set it up here. The meaning in Eretz Yisrael is Pesach HaChotzer. If it's Pesach HaChotzer, so it just has to be nicker that it has some connection to this Pesach. And therefore, if you have a long shelf and it's all one extended thing, the Fi'ani Yustaiti, you have that Hekka. The Gross said, but if it's Pesach HaBayis, then the Svar of Tosfos is that because it has to be nicker that it's Shayach to the Bayis, and you need absolutely, it's an absolute requirement that it has to be next to the mezuzah's habayis, and therefore that's the basis of Tosfos. But that only works for Pesach Habayit. So if we have Pesach HaChatzah, so therefore, you just need a heker that's somehow connected to that Pesach HaChatzah, and you can have multiple people. Now, let's get back to Ori Bernstein's question. Okay. Ori Bernstein has a simple question. Why in Pesach HaChatzah don't we worry how it's nicker? The answer is as follows. If the Anshei Abayis are splitting up from one house and making inside the house 10 batim, then it has to be Nikah that we're separating ourselves. But if the Anshei Abayis are not splitting up, if that means in my, let's say, what would be if in my apartment building I have 24 apartments in my apartment building. Everyone want to do it down at Pesach HaChatzah. So the idea that it has to be nikah, we're all separate, doesn't apply because we're not. The Marami Prague is only talking to emphasize that in order for each individual person to separate himself and be a separate bias, it has to be nikah that he's separate. But if that's not what's happening, if Pesach HaChatzah, so then, I have my bias, my next door neighbor has his bias, everyone has their bias. So therefore, we are separate batim automatically. And therefore, it does not necessarily have to be nikir that we are separate. It's only when you're taking one bias and you're subdividing it into 10 batim, that's exactly where, that's the gross point, it has to be nikir that there are 10 separate batim. But where it's not, you're not doing that, then automatically all the different batim are lighting together at the Pesach HaChatzah. So then, there's no such requirement. Okay. And that is, but everything begins on one basic assumption. The chiyuv of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is a chiyuv on a bias. And that is Mefurish and Loshon HaRambam, that called bias u bias madlik. It's muchrich from Haloch of Achsenoy madlik and all of Bebeso. For instance, I was in London and had to take a flight from London to Eretz Yisrael. So, came time for Ner Chanukah. So, I'm at Heathrow Airport. I had no chiyuv to light an menorah there in Heathrow Airport. My wife back in Yerushalayim lit Madlikin Ola Bebesa. She lit the menorah at home in Yerushalayim. And I there in Heathrow Airport was relying on the Ner Chanukah that she lit there. The plane got delayed, so some people had made a cheshbon that they're going to light when they get to Yerushalayim or wherever to Eretz Yisrael late. Plane got delayed. All sorts of people get very nervous. What do you do? There's no Ner Chanukah. So there's a whole thing to do whether they could light there in the airport itself. The answer is no, you can't light in the airport. Why? Because it's Chovas Bias. No one that night, okay, there's a few hour delay, of course, and we're going to leave a few hours later, maybe get to Yerushalayim by Nates, and you can't light anymore, whatever, we're going to get to Yerushalayim. But the airport is not a bias. It's a halach of bias. And even, let's say, an entire family would be traveling, I had no problem, because my wife was back in Yerushalayim, she was lighting for me. But let's say an entire family would be traveling. So that night, they have no bias. So there's no chov. There's no chiyuv on them. There's no chiyuv on them to light. Because it's a chiyuv on a bias to light in the bias. If this family doesn't have a bias that night, because they're in the airport, then nothing. I was once in an airplane on Hanukkah, and some guy tried to light something on the airplane itself. Caused a whole commotion. But the airplane, halach, if you're a holich b'sfina, same thing. It's a bias. There are two parts of a bias. You have to have a house, and you have to have people who create the bias in the house. And the Chiddush, the Marami Prague, which is the Minhag Parshut of that the Rama brings, is that everyone can subdivide. But the Tumas Hadeshin adds, but this is the only one who can't subdivide. Ish v'Yishto, because of Ishto Kagufo, they can never subdivide. They're automatically one unit, which is an indivisible unit.